Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
The European Commission today requested that Ireland make the necessary changes to ensure that people living abroad can be paid carer's allowance. This move comes on foot of a complaint from somebody who was paid PRSI or who had paid PRSI here, but was refused the allowance by the Department of Social Protection. Jonathan Todd is spokesman for the Commissioner for Employment, Social Affairs and Inclusion. I spoke to him a little earlier and he began by telling me about this request made today by the Commission.
Well, essentially, under EU law, sickness allowances are payable irrespective of the country of residence of the person receiving the allowance. If that person is paying into or has paid into a member state's social security system. So, for example, somebody that is working in Ireland or has worked in Ireland and then retired, they are entitled to sickness allowances, including the carer's allowance, if they happen to be resident in another member state.
So this is not the EU Commission seeking to impose a new law or a new regulation on Ireland. What you're trying to do is see that the existing regulations are adhered to and implemented.
Precisely. These are rules which date back to 2004. They've been in place for 10 years. And what we have done today is to decide to send a formal request to Ireland under what we call EU infringement procedures, requesting Ireland to bring its practices into line with obligations on all member states under EU law, under the social security rules adopted 10 years ago.
And just to be clear, Jonathan, what exactly will Ireland have to do now?
Well, Ireland, we want Ireland to change its current practice so that all people who fall under the Irish social security system, who, in other words, have either previously worked in Ireland and retired or currently working in Ireland, we want them to be entitled to carer's allowance even if they happen to be resident in another member state.
So to be really clear about this, and apologies for repeating it, but if I paid benefits in Ireland, even though I am now living in Poland or Croatia, where I am caring for somebody and I am not in receipt of an income, I would be entitled to claim carer's benefit from Ireland. Is that the situation?
That is precisely the situation. If you've paid into the Irish system or are paying into the Irish system and you happen to be resident in another country, whether it be Northern Ireland or Poland, then you should be able to continue to get access to that allowance even if you're no longer resident in Ireland.
But isn't an Irish person who's resident in another member state also free to apply for benefits in that country?
Well, we have rules to make sure that people are entitled to benefits from only one member state. It's the member state normally which they have worked in. We want to make sure that there's not confusion, that people can't either get benefits from more than one member state or fall between two stools and don't get benefits from any member state. So there are these rules laid down on ensuring that people are attached to the social security system of one member state. And in this specific case of the carer's allowance, if you have paid into the system in, for example, Ireland, you should be entitled to continue to get that benefit even if you move your residence outside of Ireland.
And if you're going after Ireland now on this particular area, are you going after other countries as well?
To the best of my knowledge, we're not going after other countries at the moment because we haven't had complaints about this particular allowance from concerning other countries. We're pursuing this case because we had a complaint from a citizen who had paid into the Irish system, is subject to Irish Social Security legislation, but were refused carer's allowance once they moved away from Ireland.
Our Department of Social Protection is currently trying to reform the welfare system and trying to avoid duplication, trying to avoid fraud. So how does the EU see Ireland policing its payments if the people in receipt of them are living elsewhere?
Well, I think we have to make a clear distinction here. This is, we're not talking about cases of fraud here. We're talking about people who have paid into the Irish social security system and therefore entitled to this particular allowance. There are strict EU rules to guard against fraud, to make sure that people do not claim benefits from more than one member state at a time, but at the same time to make sure that they can claim from at least one member state. Obviously, Ireland is fully entitled, and we would encourage them to put in place strict rules to guard against abuse. But at all times, the member state social security rules have to be compliant with the EU rules, which have been put in place precisely to ensure proper coordination.
And Jonathan, does the policy cover all other welfare payments as well? You know, all benefits paid under social security, we call it PRSI. Are they all payable to people living abroad if they've paid their PRSI here in Ireland?
I confess that the rules are rather complicated. I know that this particular carer's allowance is defined as a sickness benefit under EU rules, and therefore this is why we are requiring Ireland to pay it to somebody who has moved away and is now resident in another member state. I wouldn't like to start going into the details of all the different kinds of benefits because the definitions do vary.
Does the Commission do any research on potentially how much Ireland might be paying out arising from this request and decision that you've made?
No, but I think that in practice it's not likely to be applicable to very many people. I mean, we're probably talking about a few individuals rather than huge numbers of people.
And if Ireland was to say back to the Commission, no, we're not going to comply with this, what happens then?
Well, obviously, we hope that will not happen. In the vast majority of cases, when we raise issues under infringement procedures with member states, the member states do comply. But in less than 10% of cases, we do have to refer the member state to the Court of Justice, and the Court of Justice will rule on precisely whether Ireland would rule whether Ireland was in compliance with its obligations under EU law or not.
That was Jonathan Todd, spokesman for the Commissioner for Employment, Social Affairs and Inclusion, who was speaking to me shortly before we came on air.